Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ in the Morning Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. AJ is out. Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
At the end of this podcast, we're going to play you the Chaz and AJ phone prank where we got someone so angry, I thought they were going to have a fucking aneurysm. Like, I've been doing prank calls like since I was 18, 19 years old. This is the angriest I've ever heard any motherfucker ever.
I expected the phone to just melt in his hand from the anger and hatred.
So we're going to play the uncensored version of it, and we're going to give you a little peek behind the scenes how we record these things at the end. AJ's out getting a hair procedure. So you've heard him do the commercials. He's had the procedure done before. He had the front part done. Now he's having the back done. I guess they hit you with a couple of needles.
Yeah.
And then they move hair from the back of your head up. It's like it's like moving furniture around the house. Like, I think I want the couch over here now. So
the shag carpet's going to go on top.
That's right. He wants a shag carpet stapled to his head.
That's now, what's not your a bad deal? Look.
It's not a bad look.
Now, get a little fireplace behind it.
Yeah,
have some company over.
Yeah.
Make hot cocoa.
Need a glass of wine.
He'll have a nice spot for the cat to rest now.
Right. Hey, why not just have Marshall on your head?
Yeah.
Walk around with Marshall on your head.
He would love that.
Done deal.
Now, you're doing those commercials too, but yeah. I look at your hair and I don't see why you would do it.
Thin hair. I have thin hair. It's not long and luxurious and luscious. And I want...
It doesn't look thin.
Oh, sorry.
Phil just pointed, like, talking to the microphone.
Like, what is
he doing?
I've
only been doing this for 3 years.
Yep. I still don't know what I'm doing. So I have very thin hair. So they have a procedure. Well, it's not like a transplant like AJ's getting. They basically put my blood platelets back into my head. And apparently that's supposed to make my hair grow.
Now we know why she is the way she is. She's not getting enough blood to her brain.
To my brain. I don't know.
Well, I don't see like a need for it, but
thank you.
You know, the commercials sound great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'll have an afro by the time this thing is over.
That would be funny.
Oh my God. Just like straight carrot top up there.
I hope.
How amazing would that be?
Well, that's what I think they should do to AJ is take his pubes and put them up on his head. So with AJ out, Dave Riley sat in and he told this great story about losing his virginity in the back of his grandmother's car. And then Dylan, the intern, said, oh, well, I lost my virginity in my mother's minivan.
Ugh, so
what he said to me, because we right after we went off the air with that segment, he looks at me, he goes, that's like a rite of passage. I feel like everyone does that. I'm like, no,
I haven't
think
passaged
that's correct
yet.
At all.
Yeah, it's too late for me.
Yeah.
My parents are gone. But yeah, I never had sex in my dad's car or my mom's car.
No.
I never even kissed anyone in my parents' car.
No, we know what you do in your car.
Yeah.
Well, my car's my car. That's
right. You do what you want in your car. You're very handy.
Very.
Yeah. Where did you lose your virginity?
It was in the guy I was losing my virginity to, his brother's bed.
Yeah. So no one's home?
Yeah. Well, there was like a party going on downstairs.
Oh, Pam, no.
So parents weren't home?
Yep. No, they lived, I was in college. And the kid that I lost my virginity to, he was way out of college. He was like 26. I was 20. So they lived like on their own. So they had his own apartment.
When you say party, like how many people were there?
20 to 50.
Wow. All there while this is going on?
Yes.
And you lost your virginity.
Yes.
You come out with a big smile on your face?
I was like, what the hell was that? That's no big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't understand. It didn't feel good. I was like, all right, that kind of hurt. And then it was weird.
Yeah, it hurts at first.
I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. Waited all that time for that, really.
So then you say, I'm just going to put just a part of it in. And then you lie. I was like, oops, sorry.
Okay, done. Ow. Kick him off. You're out of here.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And I misjudged.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was 18 years old. I was dating my first girlfriend. I had been with her for about a year, and I was about to go to college. So it was like the summer, like right before
that's
I went to college.
That's a long time. That's a long time going out with someone when you're 18.
Yeah.
She was a grade younger than me. She just wasn't ready, which was okay.
Where was it?
It was in my own bed in my parents' house while everyone else was out.
Oh.
I hope so.
I mean, we were dating for like a year and like I was about to go to college and we never had like a discussion or anything.
I'm hearing Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night.
I think my parents sort of like kind of knew. They were like, we shouldn't be here.
really?
They're just like, we're going out to dinner with the neighbors. See ya. And we're like, okay.
Cool parents.
Wow. That's so weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they knew. I think they knew.
It was about time.
Yeah. It's not like, you know.
This boy's got to get laid.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be less annoying.
False.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
No.
I lost my virginity to a girl named Angela.
Angela.
Who already had lost her virginity.
Oh.
And it was in my garage, which was separate from the house. It was one of those standalone garages.
Okay.
And she told her parents that she was sleeping over
at her friend's house.
Mm-hmm. And I said the same thing, and we snuck into my garage, and we slept out in the garage. And I remember, like, I had masturbated maybe, you know, 4 or 5 times, like, before that. Like,
wow.
How old were you?
13.
Oh,
yeah.
It just started working.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, the first time I masturbated successfully, I'm like, what the fuck? I got to find a hole to put this in. This is tremendous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I met this girl through friends and started dating her. And the next thing you know, we're on the garage floor. And boy, what a night that was. That went all friggin' night. So, like, you know, I went in about 5 seconds.
Yep.
And then about 2 minutes later, it was ready to go again. I'm like, may I do it again? She was like,
did
yes.
Did you ask polite like that?
Yeah,
well,
I did.
That's nice.
Wow.
Please, sir, more gruel.
May I?
Don't call it
have
gruel.
Have another?
Don't call it gruel.
Yeah. And AJ's virginity story, I don't believe. I don't believe his wife was the first one, but I think he once told a story on the air. I think his wife heard about it because I was there. He told the story. And then after that, he changed the story. He said, yeah, I used to brag, but no, it was Pam. She was the first one. I think that Pam got so upset.
No, you think?
That he had to change his story.
Get out of here.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
Wow.
So we're feeling bad for him for no reason.
Yeah. And you know what? I heard through one of our former news traffic girls that AJ slept with her friend, and she said AJ is very gifted downstairs. And like, who's just going to say something?
You don't
like that?
Give someone a compliment for
right.
nothing.
I hope to God.
We all know AJ didn't pay her off.
No.
Nope.
No. Well, I hope his wife, Pam, never listens to this. And if it does, you know, who knows? I'm right, wrong. I have no idea. So we had a couple of people call up during Loser of the Week and suggest that the music isn't great. And you know what? It's just never going to be everything you want exactly when you want it. I think the stations do a good job at playing, you know, the music that they think will be liked by as many people as possible. And I had one guy say, you know, the other rock station that you're not on, I like their music better. And to me, it's like, well, then I think you should go to that station and listen. I like it. We're not here to make
you upset. What do you want me to do about it?
Like, sorry.
You know, I don't go to my second favorite restaurant and say, the other fucking restaurant's better. I go to my favorite restaurant and I enjoy the meal. Like, enjoy your life. It's too short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't listen to us. If you don't like us, then bitch about it. Find something you like. We had so many people call in the last couple of weeks and say, I used to listen to this show. I listened to that show.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to Howard. I found you guys. Never turned back.
Right.
I
mean, that's right.
So, look, we do the best job that we can. The listeners call in. This show has more people participating than any other show I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, participate. Just participate. Someone called up late in the week last week, said, yeah, you've been getting the Pokemon Go thing wrong all fucking week. I'm like, why didn't you call Monday instead of Friday?
Right.
And
I don't
fix
get
it.
That.
Like, it's a group effort, right? So
it's not enough for them to be angry or upset or like want to change something. They have to not only tell you about it, but
been
like, oh, by the way, this is how it's done. It's like, no.
And they like to sue about it.
Yeah. Like, we're doing it different. Like, it's not enough for them to be unhappy. They have to make you unhappy about it, too.
Yeah. All right. And then one of the things that we added to the show recently that I really love, we used to do this back in the day, and then the laws changed. Mm. And you cannot record someone without their permission. And you can't even record them and get their permission after. And I'll tell you why. This is a little behind the scenes stuff. Because I used to do this. We used to crank call people, and then at the end of the call, we'd get their permission, and we'd be able to play the call. Mm-hmm. There was a radio show that did this, and they called this woman whose coworkers called in and said, yeah, her car is about to get repossessed. So call her and crank her and say, you're coming for the car. So they called her, cranked her, said, we're coming for the car. She cries, gets upset, and then they say, hey, it's Jim Bob and fucking whatever, just kidding. She laughs. They say, do we have permission to play this? She says, yes. They play the call on the air. Now she's embarrassed because now the whole world knows she's getting her car repossessed.
Oh, boy.
Right? And she's crying on the air. She takes them to court and wins because her lawyer successfully argued that when she thought she was getting her car repossessed, she was in a state of distress. So when she was asked to give permission, she was under duress. So they won the case. So now you can never call someone and get their permission
after the fact.
Mm-hmm. So what we've been doing with these people that we're calling is they're friends of friends or relatives of people we work with. Somebody that we know told us that this guy has a tendency to get really pissed really easy.
And we hear that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It never really quite takes hold the way that
I did not expect this.
Yeah. And we're going to play you this uncensored phone prank. But I do want you to know these calls are usually 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Call back. You know, it takes time to build. We shorten them up because no one really wants to hear 15 minutes of a phone call developing, right? So this is the short version that we played on the air, but there are no beep tones on it. Here it is.
Tommy's Auto Garage.
Mira, you got the stuff?
Who is this?
Come on, man, you know me. You got the stuff?
Yo, Tommy's Auto Garage. How can I help? Who the fuck is this?
It's me, man. You got the stuff or what?
me, man. I don't know me, man.
It's me,
Tommy's Auto.
Come on, you know me.
Hey, look, man. I don't know where you got this number from. I don't know what friend told you to meet or buy the stuff here. I don't sell anything here, but I'm too busy for this stuff. I got clients lined up. I got to get off the phone, all right?
Come on. Don't fuck around, okay?
Hey, shut the fuck up. Hey, who the fuck is this?
Hey, look, I'm just looking for the stuff, man, okay? What do you want? Get out of here. I'm fucking tripping over here.
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth or I'll come wherever the fuck you are and shove a tire on and so far up your fucking ass. You'll be changing tires with your fucking mouth for the next 15 goddamn years. You hear me, you cunt?
Oh, the fuck are you? You're sitting there, I'm looking for the fucking stuff and you give me a fucking attitude?
Listen here, you little piece of shit. You don't call my store and tell me, who the fuck is this?
I'll fucking rip your goddamn lungs out, okay?
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck
you. Say what you want right now. I want to take a blowtorch to your fucking face, you understand me? You're a little man, you're a fucking family, and kill every single one of them.
Listen, you fuck, okay? You don't even get a fucking blowtorch off. I fucking pop a fucking cap in your fucking ass.
Now, you tell me where you are. You tell me right fucking now.
I spent a lot of fucking money. I want my stuff.
Tell me where the fuck you are, you piece of
shit.
Hey,
tough guy. I'm right here, okay?
Oh, you motherfuckers. Oh, my swear to God, you call me. Motherfucker, where you at? Tell me. I'm going to call the cops. Tell me now.
You call the fucking cops, I'll fucking kill you.
Fucking kill me, you piece of shit. What, you little skinny motherfucker? Tell me where you are. I got so much tools in this garage.
Hey,
I'm gonna get creative on your fucking ass, you piece of shit.
I won't be alone, motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning. You've been phone pranked. We're just kidding.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You pay my time for this shit? What's the matter with you?
Wow.
Why are you so angry?
Jesus Christ.
I don't need
the
stuff.
We got your number from one of your customers. He said this might happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Moose cannon.
Yeah, exactly.
What an asshole.
I've never heard anyone so angry over the phone ever in my life.
I'll tell you what, not only just angry, not only just swearing, but like how many times you hear people get angry, swear, and then not be able to really speak? This guy has an anger all to himself. There's like a special zone that he went in like 2 minutes into the call where he started to get very specific about
he knows how he wants to hurt people.
Yeah.
He's used words and phrases I've never heard before.
Yeah, like, I'm going to take a blowtorch to your face. And what did he say? Something about going up your ass so far.
I'm
going to
shove a tire iron so far up your ass, you're going to be changing your tires with your teeth.
I was like, wow, that was good. And then he said something like, I have so much stuff in here, I am going to get creative on how I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, that's like psycho.
Yeah, like I'm going to torture you slowly to death.
And I'll tell you what, I've seen AJ get like a little bit of opposition sometimes, like on the phone from like, you know, one of the members of the tribe. And he wants to throw it back. And because we record these so that we could, you know, obviously if we can't air this if it was live.
Right.
I did not see AJ once like back down. He was like, oh, no, I'm right there with this guy.
He knew. He knew how to push him.
Yeah, he was brilliant. That Hector character is great.
Unreal.
And you'll hear a lot more of him on the show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hope to see you at an event real soon. And keep in mind, if you email us a request, a question or whatever, we'll do it or play it. A lot of people emailed Phil and said, can you play that crank call on the Week in Review podcast? So that's why we
did it. There you go.
Good job.
Well, thanks for listening.
Instagram,
don't forget
Facebook,
to,
Twitter.
Yeah, all that shit.
Mm-hmm. iTunes.
All that shit.
Yep.
I'm Chaz. AJ's, we'll be back next week. That's Pam.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.